This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
What's your problem, bro? And I'm like, what's going on?
Is it concentrating?
I think,
like,
it's,
is that a concentrating face?
Is this a burrowed frow? Is that what it is?
Like furrowed brow. Burrowed frow.
Cough a cuppy. Is that what I need right now? I don't know. Now, this week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast, you'll hear a moment of roasting. I got roasted. Josh got roasted.
How fun.
And I just thought it would be fair if we could take this moment to make up for something that didn't happen, and that would be the roasting of Hannah.
Uh-huh. No!
So let's take a moment and roast Hannah. Josh,
I
you
escaped
first.
That moment.
No. Here it is.
If your dog could talk, I'm pretty sure it would file for a restraining order. And maybe a therapist.
No, Murphy!
I'm going to go snuggle him right now.
If cleanliness were next to godliness, you must be aiming for sainthood by now, Hannah, because considering your laundry pile, you're close to reaching heaven. Climbing the tip of the mountain. It's almost as high as Everest
proudly.
At the moment.
You know, this one fits especially for today, but most days. Your hair is like a time capsule of every meal you've had in the last month.
It's so true. There's like
and sometimes
curry.
Places you've been.
Yeah, there's curry and sand in my hair right now.
Wow. I've seen compost piles with better organization skills than your laundry piles.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one smells worse, though.
Oh, it's probably my laundry.
Know. Yeah. I think we know.
Mm-hmm.
Normally don't do controversy much on the River Morning Show. However, I guess unless it's something Chad said he shouldn't have
said. Wait a minute. That's most of the time I say things.
That's true. I guess so. We do a lot of controversy. I feel like we need an answer to this important question. And as you're listening, you're going to need to answer it because we can't come up with one.
We're going to figure it out together.
So group therapy. You can be the one that helps figure this whole thing out. The question is this. Because we are into wedding season, and we're like, anytime is, but especially now. Is it okay to say no to being in someone's wedding because you can't afford it?
I think if you do,
it's hard. It's so hard.
You have to go the route of making it a different problem. Oh, the dates are just not so. Oh, I've got this big thing. I've got a court hearing.
Don't lie.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be better just to be honest about the budget.
Yeah, don't.
Like, help me, I'm poor.
Lying is off the table, so how do we actually solve this?
I'm fleeing the country at that time.
No.
Sorry.
No. Because I'm thinking, like, generally speaking, as the dude, it's not going to cost that much, so I don't even know if this matters for the guy. I'm looking at you, really.
Yeah, look, I think weddings have become so expensive. If you're in them, if it's yours, if definitely if you're, like, the maid of honor, you've got bridal showers to go to. Mm-hmm. You've got the bachelorette party to go to. You've got probably multiple, like, engagement parties, and you're supposed to be a part of them all and bring a gift to most of them.
Yep.
Provide food. It's just a whole thing. And so I stand on the side of, no, you shouldn't say no.
Right. See, that's the thing. It's
but
so
that's
funny.
Why I said I'm poor.
Like, and that's the dichotomy lies within you. Like, because what Chad said a moment ago was true. I think just be honest about the budget. Just like, listen, dear friend, I love you. Everything I could do, but I can't do that.
I can't. I have to show up for my people. And I there's just not a person that I could think of in my life that would ask me to be a part of their wedding that I could say no to.
Yeah.
Give me some therapy. I need a couch and a wise person to tell me to be a stronger human, maybe? I have no idea. I just can't say no.
You might be right, though. It might be like you never can say no and you're just going to have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. It's reason number 593. I'm so glad to be a guy. Like, I don't have to deal with most of these things. Also, I don't have that many friends and all of my friends are married. So, no worries. You can solve the issue. Come up with your solution and share in group therapy. Is it okay if you're in a wedding to say, no, I can't be in it, I can't go, too expensive? 614-479-1049. Guys.
Yes.
You guys.
What? Mm-hmm.
The search is over.
Oh, yeah.
The search
you
is over.
Found it?
My daughter found a car.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the donuts.
No.
I thought it was his missing sock. But
no.
Okay. A car?
Found a car so I can drive my car again.
Yeah.
And she can drive her own car again.
But weren't you driving a nice rental?
Yeah, but I had to give that back.
Oh.
So I was back to a normal person car.
So what'd she find?
So here's the thing. It has been impossibly difficult to find a car with our budget, which is from the insurance adjustment. She totaled her car. She's okay. And in this economy, it's been hard. I have test driven. We have test driven cars with the check engine light on. And the guy doesn't know why. Like, well, I'm not buying it then.
Yeah. Hard pass.
The brakes were advertised as new brakes, and they were very smooshy. Very smooshy? Like you really had to push.
Sometimes
to get the car.
You need to bleed the air out of the brake lines.
Yeah, no, it was not that. It was not that. And then we also test drove one that smelled like a chimney.
Oh no!
And after
that's the worst.
We've been in that. We smelled like the chimney.
Yeah. No.
Fun.
But that 2011 Mazda 6. That's the winner.
That is the winner. What color?
It's bright red.
Oh, boy.
It'll be impossible to insure.
Oh, yeah, I was going
to
say.
I know. I want to know, is it true that you're more likely to get pulled over by a cop if you're driving a red car?
I don't know about the pulled over.
I've heard that before.
You're more likely to drive fast.
Just because your car is red?
Well, it's psychological.
Maybe that's the other shoe that still has to drop, because it seems like a really good car for the price we paid. And I've checked everything, got the Carfax, all of that stuff, and it looks great. We got it home. It needs tires. That's fine. Whatever. Every car is going to need tires. And I tried to change the headlights because one of the headlights was up. Did you know in a Mazda, you have to change the headlight by going through the wheel well?
That's a weird thing. When you go to fix a car where you're like, this is an easy thing. The bulb was $2 and I have to go in through the trunk to the through the engine. How do I?
And then when I got, finally, I did it. I got up in there and then the assembly where the headlight goes in, it fell apart in my hands.
That's what you want.
Oh, no.
That's what you want.
So
was this car once upon a time underwater?
No. So the thing is this. We bought a car. Abby has a car. My daughter has a car.
Uh-huh.
And I have another shoe that just dropped, and I don't know how much it's going to cost.
You have to stake your claim.
Right?
It's a battle zone, a war. And if you're an aunt or uncle, you know you have to fight for your place at the top.
I thought you were talking about Facebook for a second.
Nope.
I was like, I claim this part.
I think I know where you're
going.
It's
my page.
But I'm not sure. Go ahead. I might be able to jump in here.
The other day, I learned something that made my blood boil.
Okay.
So I have a niece named Elise and a nephew named Judah.
You just learned this?
I would be late. I'd be mad too.
No,
I think they should be mad at you for not knowing their kids' names.
Their mother recently informed me that her brother, stick with me, brings them a rubber duck every single time he sees them.
What a weirdo.
No, he owns a Jeep, and so he gets a bunch of
people be putting ducks on Jeeps. It's a weird thing. I don't know how it started.
But here's the thing. That means he's been secretly buying their love this whole time.
Behind your back and yet
and
under your nose.
I was furious. I still am. But it all makes sense now. Because I ask Elise every time I see her, because I hate myself, who do you love more, Aunt Hannah or Uncle Aaron?
So why do you do that?
I need to know if it's changed. But every single time, she said Uncle Aaron.
Because of the ducks.
Because she's been getting free rubber duckies. But you know what? Two can play at that game.
Oh. You have rubber ducks?
Nope. Better. I ordered a bunch of squishy unicorns and dinosaurs. I ordered a 60 pack of squishies. And every time I see them now, you get a rainbow unicorn.
So
I'm going to win.
To recap, you are spending money and you're this other, who's this, Aaron?
Aaron, he's not my brother-in-law. He's just my brother's brother-in-law.
Okay. And he is just getting these free ducks and he's passing on the free ducks.
Look, he might be winning financially, but I will win their hearts.
What's with the face you're making? What is that?
Hmm? What?
Exactly. Okay. Study found that humans have 21 facial expressions. Chad's currently is nothing.
What?
What is the most common facial expression that you make? Let me give you an example. Like, it's your resting face. I have to tell people all the time I'm not angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm thinking, I have lost control of this massive flesh on my skull, and it's just hanging there. It's there. So I look
upset. Just disappointed.
Yeah, not even that. My brain's working, and so my face ain't anymore.
Okay.
So that's my resting face. I look frustrated and upset.
Mm.
Even though most of the time I am not. Hi, I'm smiling the rest of the show. Hannah, what is your resting face?
My resting face is probably my eyebrow is always up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm quizzical. I'm constantly.
Is that the when your eyes get narrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you're doing right now?
And it's not judgment. It's just me. it's just me taking in what's happening.
Let me tell you, from a person who you make that, I don't know if you know, you make that face at me a lot. It feels like judgment.
It's like, where is this going and what are we doing with it?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like sometimes we're having a conversation in the middle of the radio show and Hannah's making that face. I'm like, oh no, I'm not making any sense at all.
I'm just adjusting on the spot. You know, I'm like, okay, here we go. Huh. This is happening.
I didn't talk about this.
My face shows it. Yeah.
I want to see more of your eyes than less. No, not that much.
That was really terrifying.
No, thank you. No. Oh gosh. That was awful. Don't ever do that. Chad, what would you say is your resting face? Like, as you said, your default, where you're just kind of at all the time.
Honestly, my default face is very grumpy. If I'm driving, I'll get, like, people will be very aggressive with me. They kind of give me a face like, what's your problem, bro? And I'm like, what's going on?
Is it concentrating? Is that a concentrating face?
What is my forehead? Is this a burrowed frow? Is that what it is?
It's like furrowed brow. Burrowed frow.
Cough a cuppy. Is that what I need right now? Cough a cuppy. I don't know. I look somewhat grumpy.
I need your quiz. Yes, uh-huh. That face. The quizzical face. Point that at Chad the rest of the show. Okay?
Them sins try to get at you. Drop it off to God. Drop it off to God. Drop it off to God.
Yeah.
Stress try to get at you.
Wow.
Drop it off to God.
This reminds me of my high school days. We didn't have dances at our school, and there's a good reason why. None of us knew how.
Yeah.
Like, A for effort on the cover, guys.
No, like, it's super creative. It just has that little bit of cringe factor to it, but I love it. I love it.
The words that you need from this are drop it off to God. Kind of like we want to do with that song right now.
Yeah.
What have you left in God's hands? I mean, yes, we're supposed to say all things and ourselves and our very lives and all of that. But what, practically speaking, we have to get to that place where we realize I can't handle this and I'm not supposed to handle this on my own. So what have you dropped off to God? Your story can encourage somebody else to let go a little bit more or altogether. 614-479-1049.
I'm in the process of trying to drop something off to God because I dropped off my car. I have a Nissan Leaf that I've been struggling with since I bought it.
Uh-huh.
And the dealership has had it for 6 weeks.
And then what?
They've already fixed a thing 3 months ago. Still doing the same thing, and they found a new thing.
So,
and there's new money attached to it that needs to fix that thing.
Of course there is.
And it's a lot of money. So I'm trying to drop that off to God because I already dropped the car off.
Right. We dropped it off to the mechanic. Now I need to drop the bill off to God.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that is a real thing. The stress, the stress and frustration that you are dealing with, I think that's the drop off.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you've been doing a good job so far because you haven't, your head hasn't exploded
yet. Lots of donuts.
Do they have donuts wherever you took the car?
No, I walked there. Walked to the donut shop.
Okay.
You're feeding your soul in the moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to counteract the calories.
Yeah, it costs a lot less than what they're asking for. So.
What have you dropped off to God, Heidi?
Well, I think what I am convicted to continually, daily give over to God is parenting, because that's definitely the hardest I've ever done in life, it's a struggle every day. So I don't know if I can say I have given over it to daily.
Yeah, the tough part is like there are battles that are worth fighting every day, and you can't win them in a day and or a season. So it's worth putting on the jersey every single day and playing hard for it. So good job, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
It made life so much easier for you back in the day when voicemail first popped on the scene. Mm-hmm. It was a game changer. You could finally leave home without worry about missing that important phone call. You could get that message. Well, fast forward 40 years, and now we can't get away from every message from every person we didn't want having our phone number in the first place.
Uh-huh. Notification is a bad word.
Yes, it really is. And there's some people you just don't want having your phone number. And some people have my phone number. I don't know who they are. They keep calling me. with from an unknown number and leaving me voicemails. And so I just want to save some time here and you both listen to it as well.
Oh boy.
They do share some of the most interesting random
things. The most bizarre things.
They do.
Of course it goes to you.
And it keeps filling up my voicemail box. So I'm going to go ahead and punch in my code here. Don't look. Okay, here's my voicemail.
Hey, it's Chad. You got my voicemail. You know what to do after the beep.
Okay, so if the Earth is 71% water, which it is, and that water is not carbonated, which it isn't, then that means that technically the Earth is flat.
Oh, my word.
He's not wrong.
As you're cruising through the morning, crushing your first cup of coffee.
Mine's gone already, actually.
And scolding the car in front of you for only going 5 miles per hour over the speed limit. You finally reach a good cruising pace. And as your mind starts to wander, your thoughts start to drift. All of a sudden, you're just thinking, why did I grow up thinking marine biologist was one of the 5 main jobs people had?
That's a thing. We don't have that big of a family. Everyone went to school for that.
Just thinking. It's odd that the objective of golf is to play as little golf as possible.
I try to do that with most things.
Just thinking, why is it when you ask someone their name, you always forget to listen to what their name is?
Oh, every time I have to come back, and I'm just one of those guys. I don't mind asking for directions and I'll come back. Like, I'm so, what was it? What'd you say again?
Just thinking, when bald people wash their faces,
uh-oh,
how high do they go up?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
They don't pay any of us enough.
No, but here, here's why it matters. Almost half of Americans have no idea what a 401k is.
Wow.
Real? Do you?
Yeah. And then that's obviously too far to run, so we're not going to... I'm not going to be participating in that.
Here lies Chad. He misunderstood.
Yeah. Wait, what? Okay, so there's a government that tried to block parents from naming their child Theodore.
Why?
Okay, so technically they were naming their child Theodore Smokey Bacon. Pauline and Maxwell Bacon named their son Theodore Smokey Bacon. However, when they tried to register his name in Sweden, this is where they live.
Yeah.
You can't name a child or use a name that is a descriptive word like smoky.
I was going to say.
So they had to change the spelling of it in order to keep it. So they have themselves a Teddy Smokey Bacon.
Yes. I love that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You'll be the most popular one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
NASA confirmed the debris that hit a Florida home was trash from the International Space Station.
What?
Holy smokes.
How does that survive coming through the atmosphere?
It's a giant cylindrical object crashed through a family's home in Naples on March 8th. And the sound of the crash was actually recorded on their Ring doorbell.
No way.
I wish I had audio for that, but you can. It's quite the thud.
Something fell to Earth from outer space, and you come up with it was quite the thud.
Quite the thud. And just has to ask the question, if the person that was taking out the trash on the International Space Station knew that it was trash night, or if they missed the window of opportunity.
It was their teenager who just was throwing. He doesn't even know where the trash can is. Guys, would you give this a out of 10, how many... Like, what would you give this song? Because we're thinking of letting the River Music team vote on it.
When them sins try to get at you, drop it off the guy. Drop it off the guy. Drop it off the guy. When that stress try to get at you, drop it.
I mean, it's a solid two for me.
I'm not sure we need to play it more. Maybe play it less.
Well, I mean, it's creative.
So it's a ripoff.
It's cringy.
So you know what they're saying. The most important part is the drop it off to God,
because
we've got to let things go. We try so hard all the time to control, maybe we could say manipulate, so we know the outcome, or we can, air quotes, guarantee something, and we're not equipped. We don't know how we're supposed to go from point A to point B. There are a lot of things that we have to let go
What is it for you? 614-479-1049.
This has been so hard, and I have to continually drop it off to God.
Your laundry?
That.
Jesus, sadly, take the basket of laundry.
Sadly, yeah, he is yet to do my laundry for me. Okay. But it's that pressure of, like, I'm a social butterfly, and all I want to do is, like, create opportunities for my friends to gather. And I have not been in a season to do that recently.
Yeah.
And I feel like this pressure and this guilt for not being like a community builder.
It's not all
in
up
a
to
season.
You.
I
it's
know. Not all and so I'm trying to put that at God's feet, drop it off to
Here's
God.
Here's an easy fix, Hannah. Create a laundromat. What? Bring your friends together. Do your laundry. Wear some clean clothes from time to time.
I don't like combining the things I love with the things
I'm just saying
dislike.
It's worth, you don't grow from a place of comfort. Josh and I are doing a lot of growing because the smell in here is uncomfortable.
No, is that not at all? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm used to feet.
You still have barbecue sauce on your shirt, homie.
All right. Well, I'll get snacky.
What did you drop off to God, Mia?
My heart. I just got baptized last weekend.
Your heart?
Yay! That's awesome.
Yes. I was dedicated as a child, and it was the first time I consciously did it as an adult.
That's incredible. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that. I don't think it's not a competition, but I don't think anybody can beat dropping themselves off to God. Mia, way to go. I want to say a thing that it applies to everyone.
Okay.
We have our price.
Oh.
Everybody has their price. Unfortunately, we keep that price entry pretty low.
Donuts.
Yeah, well, see, case in point. You want Chad to do something illegal? Offer him a Long John. And he's like,
not just one. I don't have the threshold that
needs
low.
Needs a dozen.
Yeah, big baker's dozen.
Of 13, course. 13,
so so I think for us in life, it starts with peer pressure in school as we're kids or whatever. People doing stuff we normally wouldn't do and saying stuff we normally wouldn't say, but it crosses the price threshold. We are willing to compromise because we don't want to be left out or seen as an outcast or whatever. Then as an adult, we cut corners or compromise because the benefit crosses that price threshold. Something's easier if you cut corners or compromise. You get to the payoff sooner if you don't go through the proper steps to make sure it's quality, good, done the right way, whatever. But we know it shouldn't be that way, and sometimes we have to say it out loud. That's why I've been keeping this journal for my kids, because it's an important part, not just for their child life, but for for life in general.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you start each journal entry with Dear Diary.
Thus.
Diary.
No, I don't. It's a journal, and this is entry number 51. Compromising your integrity is not worth it, no matter the it. These are just some thoughts, prayers, and observations.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate the show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.